This is the message I'm going to give you. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 26, the later part of that verse says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. This is God's promise to all of us. God wants to bless all of us. But one condition. What is that? We have to do the Lord's ministry. When we do the Lord's ministry, then God's promise is bless all of us. So, this morning, I'm going to preach the message on the topic, seven animals who served the Lord. Seven animals who served the Lord. Animals served the Lord, then why not I? That is the challenge for all of us. This message is not unsaved people. This message is not for unsaved people. This message is only for the saved people. We are saved to serve. Jesus called us, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Bible says, God has made us kings and priests. If we are priests, then we are supposed to do the Lord's ministry. So, we are going to talk about seven animals who serve the Lord. Number one animal, would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse.
Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth.
Okay, thank you, sister. What animal do we read here?
Dove.
What does the dove do? It. Yeah. This dove brought olive leaf to whom?
Noah.
So what happened? Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. You people all know the story. God's plan. What was the God's plan? God's plan was save Noah and his family inside the ark. Then they were supposed to come down from the ark and live on this earth. That was God's plan. Noah was looking for those days to come. For that, the dove brought good news. The same way. The God's plan about all the people on the earth is to be saved on this earth, then we are supposed to go to heaven. That is God's plan. Then who will take good news? Just like the dove brought good news to Noah, we must also take good news to some people. Take some gospel tracts and distribute to some people. Then people will get good news. Just like Noah got good news through the olive leaf brought by the dove. If we take the gospel tracts and distribute to some people, people will read it and get saved. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to do distributing gospel tracts? Have you ever been distributed gospel tracts to anyone? Have you, any one of you, distributed gospel tracts to any one of you? Praise God. Can you raise your hands? Okay. Not all, only few of them. Now, from today onward, every one of you are going to distribute the gospel tracts to some people. Pastor, do you have gospel tracts with you? Yes, Pastor is having. Get some gospel tracts from the pastor. Pastor, does it have your church address in it? In the gospel tract? Yeah. Yeah. When the people read it, people will get saved. Because the address is, the church address is here, that people will come to this church. This church will be filled with the people. How? How? Only when you distribute the gospel tracts to some people. People will get saved. See, even my wife's brother got saved just by reading the gospel tract. Because in the gospel tract, there is a message of God. God's word is there. When they read it, people will get saved. When they get saved, they will see the address, church address, people will come. So, I would call this ministry, what? Dove ministry. Dove ministry. What is the meaning of Dove ministry? Distributing the gospel tracts to some people. How many of you are willing to distribute the gospel tracts to some people? Can you raise your hands? How many of you are willing to? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Don't raise half, raise fully. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, let's all start doing the Lord's ministry. Let's all start distributing gospel tracts all the time. Try to keep at least 10 gospel tracts with you all the time. All the time. Try to keep at least 10 gospel tracts with you. And whenever you meet some people in the marketplace and Walmart and any other places, when the Lord leads you, you distribute the gospel tracts to some people prayerfully. God will honor that ministry. God will honor. People will read it. Let's all try to do our part. Then God will do his part. So, let's all start doing Dove ministry. Number two. Would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse? Yes, thank you.
And Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the candle.
Genesis chapter 24:64. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, what animal do we read here? Camel. What did the camel do? Camel brought Rebecca to Isaac. So what happened? Rebecca became wife of Isaac. This is just a picture of bringing people to Christ. Bring people to Christ. Maybe you may share the gospel with them or bring them to Christ. Or if you don't know how to talk, if you don't know how to talk, how to share the gospel to the people, you just bring them to this church. You just bring the people to this church. When the people come here, they will hear the gospel, people will get saved. So, how shall we name this ministry? Camel ministry. So, next Sabbath day, every one of you, try to bring at least one new person to this church. Are you willing to do? Are you going to do? You just try to call some people. Tell them about this church. Tell them about our loving pastor. Talk about our pastor. Our pastor is very nice pastor. Our pastor is very loving pastor. He is giving very blessed messages. We are blessed by his messages. Come and hear. Talk about our church and our pastor. Talk to some people, call some people and tell them to come to this church. If they don't have car to come over here, you go and bring them by your car. When the people come here, people will get saved. This church will be filled with the people. So we will call it camel ministry. Number three, would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse? Thank you, sister.
And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and the bread and flesh in the evening.
1 Kings 17:6. Thank you, sister. What animal do we read here?
Ravens.
What did the ravens do? And the ravens brought hamburger in the morning and hamburger in the evening. By the way, I like hamburger very much. So the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. The ravens fed Elijah, man of God. We must feed others. We must feed our pastor. We must feed others. Do you know the nature of a raven? Do you know the nature of a raven? If you have any food in your hand, the ravens will come. Just, it will come and grab it from you. We don't know how the raven comes. That is the nature of a raven. But here, the ravens are feeding. I think these ravens are saved ravens. If you are saved, you will feed others. It's not only food. It's not only feeding food. Sharing the gospel with others. Many times, I got saved, I will go to heaven. That's enough. No, that's not enough. When you are got saved, when you are sure you are going to be in heaven, then you must share this gospel to others so that others may also get saved and come to heaven. So, how shall we name this ministry? Raven ministry. Do you know another nature of raven? If any raven gets food, it will never eat alone. It will make noise and gather all the ravens and eat together. So, don't be selfish. Try to share with others. Not only your food, but also the gospel. Share how you got saved. When I got saved, I was not able to keep quiet. I am not able to keep quiet. Even now, when I travel by bus, or travel by train, or travel by flight, wherever I travel, I am sharing the gospel with the person who is sitting beside me. So, share with others. So, I've called this ministry Raven Ministry. Number four, would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse? Yes.
Number four, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And the Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights.
Jonah 1:17. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. What animal do we read here?
Great fish.
What did the great fish do? Great fish swallowed Jonah. Not only that, great fish protected Jonah for 3 days and three nights. That means no digestion was taking place. The great fish protected Jonah. So how shall we call this ministry? Great fish ministry. So, the great fish, just like the great fish protected Jonah, we must also protect others. Many times we don't protect others. Many times we are spoiling others. We are spoiling others' testimony. As we Christians, we don't take a knife and kill anyone. But we are killing people through our tongue. Don't kill anyone by talking evil of others. Don't spoil others' testimony by talking evil of others. But tried to protect others, tried to protect others' testimony, tried to protect others' name. Don't spoil anyone. If the great fish would have spoiled, if the great fish would have digested Jonah, what do you think? Jonah would have been nowhere. But the great fish protected Jonah and vomited Jonah. So Jonah was able to preach the gospel in Nineveh. The city, the whole city of Nineveh got saved. So protect. We protect our pastor. Protect our pastor so that he may preach boldly and people may get saved. Protect others. Protect others. Don't spoil anyone. Yes, that is true. Jonah was a disobedient man of God. He disobeyed God. Still, great fish protected. So, we all have our own weaknesses. Nobody is perfect on this earth. Yes, we are going to be perfect only in heaven, not on the earth. Every one of us are having any fault. But don't talk about any evil of others. Try to protect. Then God will use us. Let's all start doing great fish ministry. Number 5. Would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse? Yes, sister.
Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you.
Yes, thank you, sister. Matthew 17:27. So, what animal do we read here?
Fish.
We already saw great fish. Through hook, we can get only small fish. So, I would call this ministry small fish ministry. What did the small fish do? Small fish gave money to Peter. So, what happened? It was enough to pay the tax for Jesus and also for Peter. The small fish gave money to Peter. Then the small fish gave money to Jesus also. When you give money to the pastor, you are giving money to the Lord also. When you are giving money to this church, you are giving money to the Lord also. We cannot give our money directly to God. In the church, there are lots of expenses, lot of needs. You have to meet the needs. It is your responsibility to give your money. Are you giving your money to the Lord? Yes, you are giving. I am sure you are giving. But how much do we give? Are you giving your tithes and offerings? Many times, even in my church, only some people are giving tithe. Not all of them are giving tithe. So, let's all start giving our tithe to this church and also other offerings. So try to give as much as you can give to the Lord. So I would call this ministry small fish ministry. Number 6. Would you please, any one of you, stand up and read this verse? Yes, brother.
Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. So he went out and wept bitterly.
Praise God. Thank you, brother. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verses 74 and 75. What animal do we read here?
Rooster.
Rooster. What did the rooster do? Just crow. That's all. So what happened? Peter got convicted and went out and wept bitterly. See? Rooster just crowed. So Peter remembered the words of Jesus and he was convicted and he went out and wept bitterly. Only the word of God will bring conviction to anyone. The word of God will bring conviction. When the rooster crowed, Peter remembered the words of Jesus and he was convicted and went out and wept bitterly. So we must also do the same. You just say the words of Jesus. You just memorize some Bible verses and tell to some people when their people, the opportunity comes, when you meet the people, tell the right words to the people, then people will be convicted. Many times we are wounding people. Many times we are hurting others. We should not hurt anyone. We should not wound anyone. But we must, the way you speak must convict others. So let's all start doing. So how shall we name this ministry?
Rooster
ministry. So don't hurt anyone through your tongue. Many times we are speaking many things to some people. The way you speak, it affects others. It hurts others. It wounds others. Don't wound anyone. Don't hurt anyone. But convict others. And finally, would you please, anyone of you, stand up and read this verse? Who is going to read? Oh, thank you.
Okay. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey, speaking with a man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet.
Okay, thank you, sister. 2 Peter 2, verses 15 and 16. What animal do we read here? Dumb donkey. What did the dumb donkey do? Started speaking with man's voice. Started preaching the word of God. Started preaching what God told to speak. Donkey was able to speak. God was able to use even donkey. Then why not you? God was able to use all these seven animals. If all these seven animals were able to do the Lord's ministry, why not you? God was able to all these seven animals because all these seven animals obeyed the Lord. So God used them. If you obey, then God will use you too. So, picture is missing. Okay. If all these seven animals were able to do the Lord's ministry, why not you? So, Jesus said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. God wants to bless all of us. But, one condition. What is that? So, we must do the Lord's ministry. Then God will bless us. So, every day, every Sabbath day, I typed Sabbath day. I don't know why it is missing. Actually, I typed Sabbath day but Sabbath is missing. It is, okay. No, the next thing. Here I did only like this. Every day, every one of you, try to distribute at least 10 gospel tracts to some people. All the time keep 10 gospel tracts with you and distribute to some people. People will get saved. Next Sunday, at least some new people will come to this church. And every Sabbath day, every one of you, try to bring at least one new person to the church. Are you willing to do? Next Sunday, please, try to bring at least one new person to this church. Then this church will be blessed. So next Sabbath onward, God is going to bless this church by increasing numbers and increasing income and growing spiritually. So may God